Umakho isahluko sechumilanye. Kwathi besondela eJerusalema, eBethfage, laseBethani, ngasentabeni ethiwa iOlivet, wathuma ababili kubafundi bakhe wathi kibo,
"Hambani liye emzini okhangelene lani. Kuza kuthi lisangena, liza kufumana ithole likababhemu likhulekiwe. Okungazanga kuhlale kulo umuntu, lilikhulule, lililete. Uba umuntu esithi kini, likwenzelani lokhu na, lithi inkosi iyalifuna, iza kulibuyisa masinyane."
Bahamba ke, bafumana ithole likhulekiwe ngasesangweni, ngaphandle endleleni. Balikhulula, abanye kwababemi khona bathi kubo,
"Lenzani likhulula ithole na?"
Batsho kubo njengokutsho kukaJesu. Basebe bayekela, baliletha ithole kuJesu, babeka ingubo zabo phezu kwalo, wakhwela kulo. Abanengi bendlala ingubo zabo endleleni, labanye amahlamvu abawagamule egangeni, ababehamba phambili lababelandela bamemeza besithi,
"Hosana, ubusisiwe ozayo ebizweni leNkosi, ubusisiwe umbuso ozayo kaBaba uDavida, hosana kweliphezulu."
Wangena eJerusalema, waya ethempelini, wathi esikhangele konke, ngoba isikhathi sesihambile, waphuma waya eBethani labalitshumi lambili. Kusasa bevela eBethani walamba, ebona umkhiwa ukhatshana ulamahlamvu, wasondela esithi mhlawumbe angafumana ulutho kuwo. Efika kuwo kafumananga lutho, amahlamvu wodwa, ngoba kwakungesiso isikhathi sezithelo zawo. Wathi kuwo,
"Kakungabe kusadla umuntu loyedwa isithelo kuye nanini?"
Abafundi bakhe bakuzwa. Bafika eJerusalema, wangena ethempelini, waqala ukuxotsha labo ababethengisa lababethenga ethempelini, wagenqula amatafula ababetshintshelana imali nezihlalo zalabo ababethengisa inkwilimba. Wayengavumeli ukuba umuntu adawule ethempelini ethwele impahla. Wafundisa wathi kubo,
"Kakulotshiwe yini ukuthi indlu yami iza kubizwa ngokuthi yindlu yokukhuleka yezizwe zonke? Kodwa lina seliyenze ubhalo lwababhali."
Abapristi abakhulu lababhali bekuzwa lokho, bafuna indlela yokumbulala, ngoba babemesaba, ngoba lonke ixuku lamangala ngokufundisa kwakhe. Ngokuhlwa wayayaphume emzini. Ekuseni besadlula babona umkhiwa ubunile kusukela empandeni. UPetro wakhumbula wathi kuye,
"Fundisi, khangela, umkhiwa owuthukileyo ubunile."
UJesu wabaphendula wathi kibo,
"Kholwani uNkulunkulu, ngiqinisile ngithi kini, ilo lalo oza kuthi kulintaba, quphuka uphoseke olwandle, engathandabuzi enhliziyweni yakhe, kodwa ekholwa ukuthi akutshoyo kuyenzeka, uza kwenzeka. Ngakho ngithi kini, konke elikukhulekelayo nelikucelayo, kholwani ukuthi selikwamukele, liza kuba lakho. Nxa limi likhuleka, thethelelani, uba lilomlandu lo muntu, ukuze uyihle osezulwini laye alithethelele iziphambeko zenu. Kodwa uba lina lingathethelele, lo yihlo osezulwini kayi kulithethelela iziphambeko zenu."
Babuya bafika eJerusalema. Kwathi ehamba ethempelini, abapristi abakhulu lababhali labadala beza kuye, bathi kuye,
"Izinto lezi uzenza ngawaphi amandla? Ingabe ngubani okunikela amandla okwenza lezi zinto na?"
UJesu wathi kubo,
"Lami ngiza kulibuza umbuzo ube munye, lingiphendule. Kungkhona-ke ngiza kulitshela ukuthi ngenza lezi zinto ngawaphi amandla. Ubhaphathizo lukaJohane lwavela ezulwini ingabe ebantwini na? Ngiphendulani."
Bakhulumisana bodwa besithi,
"Uba sisithi ezulwini, uza kuthi, pho kalikholwanga kuye ngani na? Kodwa uba sisithi ebantwini."
Besaba ixuku, ngoba bonke bathi uJohane wayemprofethi impela. basebemphendula uJesu bathi,
"Kasazi."
UJesu wathi kibo,
"Lami kangilitshele ukuthi ngenza lezi zinto ngawapi amandla.